recent Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association report suggests that while the Turks and Caicos Islands continues to attract visitors, it is not keeping pace with the tourism growth seen in several other Caribbean destinations across key performance indicators. Minister of Tourism Honorable Gervargo Jolly recently joined the Expressions program to discuss the report's findings, what they mean for the country's tourism industry, and the ministry's plans to strengthen the sector moving forward.
What prompted me to begin with was a report that I saw published, and it is basically saying that we are not mentioned in the top echelons as far as tourism growth and development in the region. And I couldn't think of any better person than yourself to address that.
Growth is relative for many other destinations compared to ours. Our growth isn't measured by simply increase in arrival numbers. We are a high-end luxury destination. We measure growth by value as opposed to volume and quality over quantity, because not all growth in arrival numbers, especially for a destination like ours, is good. Now, we've seen spend increase. The Ministry of Finance would have sent out a press release talking about the quarterly accommodation tax going up 5% year on year from last year. And we ourselves would have seen even arrivals numbers, which isn't, again, how we measure our success. But we've seen our arrival numbers for the first quarter of this year increase on the first quarter of last year. We're doing well in terms of how many people are coming here and the spend. What we always want to be strategic about is not losing our high-end luxury destination identity. And that can happen so easily when you realize that most of our colleagues, who are, in honesty, our competitors in the region, have now dedicated most of their marketing and attention towards the high-end market. If you look at countries like Jamaica or the Bahamas or even Barbados, that would have, well, Barbados less so, but would have more focused on volume tourism over the years. They're realizing now more than ever that you can get more from less. And the impact on your infrastructure, your environment, and even your society from high-end tourism is less cumbersome than volume tourism. You look at cruise, it's such a tricky model in terms of trying to find different ways of squeezing money out of people that are there for a short term. And the Bahamas is experiencing struggles with that now, because especially in Nassau, where they do cruise so well, they're always seeing their numbers go up, but they're struggling to increase the spend.
The Honorable Minister then went on to discuss the types of tourists who visit the islands, what attracts them and maintains their interest, as well as the new market data.
What we've always realized is that the people that come here or have been coming here for years have never questioned the cost of things. They just always question what the value of what they get. And that's always been what we did well. We have beautiful resorts, we have beautiful beaches, a great environment, but we always did well with return visitors too, because people loved our culture, they loved our people. One advantage we've always had is a small island destination, and I hear it all the time as I travel and promote the Turks and Caicos Islands, is the relationships our visitors form with Turks and Caicos Islands last decades. There are people who have been coming here for 20 years when the country looked completely different, and they've established relationships with people in various industries, whether it's local restaurant owners, local boat captains, and they know them by name. They send care packages back and forth. When they come, they look for these individuals. So that's been a big part of our marketing tool. But now, since the advancement of social media, and we've become more popular in the kind of urban celebrity market, we're still being marketed by those visitors, but aspirational tourism has had an impact on that. So we're seeing people come to Turks and Caicos Islands. They may not fall in the income category of what our price points are, So we see a lot of those kind of visitors complaining about the cost of things and having expectations. We can argue whether they're realistic or not, but they have expectations. And when those expectations aren't met based on what they expected to pay, we see a lot of negative reviews and then videos going around of the kind of behavior that we're not quite known for. So it's really up to us as a marketing agency to continue to aggressively market to high-end travelers, luxury travelers, to make sure we're in the places where they go, whether that's in private airports or the luxury boxes at sporting events, whether it's at the Polo Hampton events, and the list goes on. But we always have to be strategic and try to get more out of less.